Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I know you're all busy, juggling life like a circus act with way too many flaming torches, so let's get right to it. Today we're diving into something super important. Managing those pesky emotions, especially when the pressure is on and things start feeling like a full-blown meltdown waiting to happen. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like they hijack your thoughts and send you spiraling into a panic attack just because you forgot where you put your keys. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. You don't have to be at the mercy of your feelings. You can learn to navigate them, understand their triggers, and ultimately, stay calm and collected even when life throws you a curveball. Trust me, mastering this skill is like having a super parrot and unlocks confidence, resilience, and clarity in a way nothing else can. Let's break down 5 powerful strategies that will change the game for you. First up, mindfulness. This isn't some hippy-dippy practice reserved for yoga studios. Mindfulness is about actively paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your thoughts and emotions, observing them without getting swept away. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, or even just observe the sounds around you. Next up, reframe your thinking. Ever catch yourself falling into negative thought patterns? You know, that inner critic saying things like, I can't handle this or I'm going to fail. Well, it's time to challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have? Can I look at this situation from a different perspective? By consciously shifting your mindset, you can turn fear into excitement, doubt into possibility. Now, let's talk about boundaries. These bad boys are crucial for protecting your emotional well-being. Think of boundaries as invisible fences around your energy and time. They help you say no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. Setting healthy boundaries doesn't make you selfish, it makes you empowered. It allows you to prioritize your own needs and protect your emotional space. Don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. It could be taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, spending time with loved ones, whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge. And finally, remember to seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider joining a support group, or even seek professional help if you're struggling. There's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage and strength to prioritize your well-being. Okay, let's get real. Imagine this. You're presenting a big project at work, your heart is pounding, and you can feel the sweat prickling on your forehead. Suddenly, your mind starts racing with doubts. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not qualified? Sound familiar? Instead of letting the thoughts consume you, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that you've prepared for this, you know your stuff, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's okay. Reframe the situation. See it as an opportunity to shine, to share your knowledge, and to learn from the experience. And remember those boundaries we talked about. Let go of the need for perfection. It's not about being flawless, it's about doing your best and showing up authentically. So, what are the key takeaways here? First, mindfulness is your superpower to stay grounded in the present moment. Second, challenge those negative thoughts, they don't have to control you. Set boundaries to protect your emotional well-being. Don't forget about self-care, it's not a luxury, it's essential. And lastly, remember, you don't have to face this alone. Now, go out there and put these strategies into action. Start small, be consistent, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Remember, every day is a fresh start. You've got this. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of calm, collected individuals who are ready to conquer life's challenges head on. Until next time, keep those emotions in check. Stay strong, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.